When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't forget to subscribe for daily best Reddit stories. Cheating wife ruined family and Christmas. Why does she expect me to be okay with her behavior? My wife, 37 female, got a new job 4.5 months ago. She also made some new friends. I, 36 male, didn't really like them. They were all hardcore feminists, professional victim, SJW types. They are women who will yell at you for opening the door for them. Or not opening the door for them. You can't win either way. In the beginning I sort of laughed it off, but during the last 2 months I noticed some disturbing changes in my wife. We have been married for 11 years and have two kids, 10F and 8M. It got worse and worse. She would accuse me of all kinds of nonsense, like I was born evil because men suppressed women historically? Say what? Whatever I did for her, things she would normally appreciate was all of a sudden reasons to have a fight. It was all nonsense. I would try to be patient. These arguments would usually end with me saying something like, "But I haven't done anything bad towards you? The only thing I am guilty of is loving you?" It would usually send her murmuring. Then the next day she would be back trying the same thing again with slightly different arguments. Then about 5 weeks ago I got this sharp gut feeling that something was seriously wrong. She came back late at night without telling me she would be back late. I couldn't reach her phone, she was rather drunk and she acted distant and cold. The next day she would just be dismissive and tell me I was being controlling, that I read too much into things. This happened a few more times. I tried to snoop on her phone but didn't manage to find anything definite, but I suspected she had deleted a lot of her messages. I did find a thread with one of her new friends. They were discussing how she would approach me asking me for an open relationship. I immediately knew what my instinct were telling me, she was cheating. In the thread my wife said she would talk to me about it, on what is now the second Monday of December. My kids are with their grandparents to celebrate Christmas, we were scheduled to both join them today. So anyway, she tries to start this conversation during breakfast, like it's just a thought out of the blue. To ask me what I think about an open relationship? Luckily I was prepared, I was already recording. I had been reading a lot here on Reddit and I knew there is really no way of saving this. My best possible outcome is to get out of this with some sliver of pride and self-esteem intact. From here on out it's all about protecting myself and the kids. I didn't scream or yell, I just went directly into jaw-clenched interrogation mode. She was all cocky up until this point, but that evaporated immediately when she saw the look on my face. Me, who is he? She, what do you mean? Tries to look innocent, like she doesn't understand. Me, if you want to have this conversation with me, don't treat me like an idiot and at least you can be honest. If you can't be honest, what's the point of this conversation? She, what do you mean? Me, if you lie to me now, we cannot have the discussion you want to have about our relationship. I can tell that you are hiding something, it's obvious. So who is the guy you are doing? She, I am not. Me, oh my god, it's more than one. She, Me, don't. Just don't, even lie. You have just totally destroyed my trust in you. I can tell you are lying. Either you are honest and we talk this through, or I divorce you. Our marriage ends right now, no arguments, no discussion, no nothing. Just divorce! Exclamation mark dot 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 dot. Do you understand? She, but. Me, say it. Do you understand? Do you understand that, if you lie, I will divorce you? Say it. Do you understand that I already know a lot? I can read you like a book. If I catch you lying, we are over. Tell me you understand. She, I. Understand. She proceeds to tell me about 2 one-night stands while out with her friends. I ask about their names, if they are married, if she wore protection, etc. They are both married men with kids. Then she tells me she is planning to sleep with a colleague at work, and that she intends to pursue this since it's good for her and that I don't have any right to control her. What the F? I ask about the colleague as well and get his name. His wife name. He is married but according to her, in an open relationship like she wants us to be. She continues that she will set me up with some of her friends, one of them are really keen apparently. What in the actual foo? Okay, I have seen this friend and I wouldn't touch her with a barge pole. I tell her I am not interested. I ask for her phone and she shows me the pattern to open it. While she went to the bathroom, I locked myself in my office. She freaks out and while she was banging on the door I ran recovery software on the phone for deleted content and ended up with lots of painful evidence 30 minutes later. I also installed a spying app from an online service. When I came out I gave her the phone and told her to leave. She argued a lot, I didn't really respond beyond single word responses. She didn't seem remorseful at all through all of this, she was yelling at me that I was acting controlling, holding her back like men always held women back? That I never loved her, that she had every right to do this, that she expected me to just accept this, that it wasn't a big deal, etc. I didn't argue back, I hardly said a word actually. I just packed her stuff while she circled yelling at me. I ended up at the front door where I just stood silently until she ran out of steam. In the end she reluctantly went to her parents' house. On her way down the stair I told her she was single now, so she could do whatever she wanted. I wasn't controlling her anymore. My lawyer would be in touch in January. When she turned to respond, I just slammed and locked the door. I later watched as she discussed it with her friends. They were telling her how strong she was demanding what she was entitled to, how she deserved better than me. That it was empty threats from my side, that I wouldn't go through with it, you wanna bet? What really worried me was how they told her that if needed she could just accuse me of domestic abuse. One of them explained how she had screwed over her ex-husband and taken everything from him by accusing him of abuse. I have ordered cameras to put up at my house now, I know now I have to record everything. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing, I have never ever threatened her in any way. Then she started messaging her AP to meet up. They agreed to meet at a hotel, I was absolutely stunned. I went online trying to find the AP's wife, it didn't take long, I got her to accept me as a friend on Facebook and I told her everything, including the ongoing activity at the hotel. She thanked me and hung up. A few hours later I got a video from her. She went to the motel and confronted them. From the screaming this wasn't the first time her husband had cheated. You effing a-hole. You do this to me again? To the kids again. I told you we were over if you ever did this again. You jerk. She walked into the room and filmed my wife getting dressed on the edge of the bed, I threw up when I saw that the first time. The app's wife slapped her and cursed her out. I sent a message to my wife telling her that I saw the video from the hotel, and that I never want her near me ever again. It's like she sees our interaction as some sort of pissing competition, where she, in her mind, is winning. She's totally delusional? I can't understand any of it? It's like she isn't connected to reality? Like she doesn't really understand that we are divorcing? I logged on to my wife's family WhatsApp group and informed them that we are divorcing due to her infidelity. I thanked them for making me feel welcome and part of the family before disconnecting from the group. I have received a few calls and messages from her side but I haven't read them or responded. I just don't have the energy for it. I called my parents and told them everything. My father messaged my wife that she wouldn't be welcome for Christmas. I am at my parents' now and I have talked to my boss, he is giving me time off until mid-January to sort my things out. I have been monitoring my wife's increasingly frantic discussions with her new friends. I don't think it's dawned on my wife that she has lost her family, that her marriage is over and that her new friends and her AP don't really give a thing about her. She has sent me many messages and she showed up at my parents' house, demanding to be allowed to celebrate Christmas with us. My father threatened to call the police if she didn't leave. Now I am Googling divorce lawyers, crying my soul out. I think I have been in shock, but the pain has hit me hard since I got to my parents' house. I just can't make any sense of it. It just gives me so much pain to read their chats and interact with her, I have only responded twice to her messages. Me, it doesn't matter what you say, I don't know who you are. You are not my wife, my wife would never destroy my heart and soul while smiling. We will get a divorce. I don't care what you say or what you want. You have no influence or right to demand anything from me ever again. We are over. Me, like I said, you are not my wife, I don't know you. My wife would never condemn our children to the pain and suffering of growing up in a broken home. You, whoever you are, seem to be proud of what you have done. My wife was loving, caring, considerate, my best friend, you are a self-obsessed, self-absorbed abomination. The messages stopped after the last one. The pain is absolutely unbearable at times, I wish this never happened, I wish I could get back with her like before but I just can't do that to myself. This is the worst Christmas ever. I couldn't help myself, but I explained to the kids that mommy doesn't want to be a family anymore, she wants to be with other men and that we will get divorced. They are naturally distraught. Luckily, my mom and dad are here to help. They shower them with love and affection, while I am an absolute mess. I will try to get back on my feet for my kids' sake, but I am not going back to her ever. I wish I waited until after Christmas so I could get them straight into counseling. I don't know what happened, I just blurted it out when they asked about when their mother would come. I would never be able to look at myself in the mirror if I went back to her. The level of disrespect and callousness in her behavior is unforgivable. I am lost, I just don't get it. Why is it that she expects she can demand anything from me at this point? Is she mentally ill or something? Sorry about the incoherent rant, I just needed to get this out. Edit: I found out that I am okay with the monitoring. I talked to a lawyer that a friend knows. The phone is mine and the subscription is mine. My wife is using it, but I own it and the subscription, so I am okay. It's not illegal to monitor my own equipment. Now for the top comments before the update. For all you know, the friend's ex could have gotten a criminal record from the false accusation, so yay, let him know if you can find him. On a wider note, this friend group seems like a toxic group of male haters who prey on new women in their area. By forcing the ex-wife of the friend's ex-husband to face the music, it might dent this group's activities when they find that they might actually have to face consequences for their actions. Dude, I am so sorry for your pain. No words I can offer will make it any easier, but I will hope for your pain to ease and a speedy recovery from all of this nonetheless. I know you will get tons of advice, but I noticed you didn't mention the financial aspect. If you haven't already, I would limit or cut off any joint accounts and credit cards. When we broke up, my first wife took that as an invitation to max out our credit cards and drain the bank accounts before I canceled them, and I was stuck with the bill in addition to child support. At least I didn't have to pay alimony. Thank you, Texas. As she put it, you owe me. People do some pretty twisted, horrid things in divorce. But your lawyer hopefully will advise you better than I can. I'm not sure how long ago this happened to you with your wife, but there is a chance you are not stuck with the bill. I don't know where in the world you are, but in Canada this would not fly in court. A divorce is never an open invitation for any party to recklessly spend finances. To anyone else who reads this, always contact a divorce attorney ASAP. A decent judge will always use ammo like this in your favor in a divorce. But again, get a lawyer always. Tell them everything and record everything. I've been through a nasty breakup after a 15-year-long marriage and 3 kids. I never once ever told them details when they were young. Their dad didn't do the same, so the kids held a lot of animosity towards me for a long time. It's been 10 years since we split. Now that they are adults, 17, 20, 23, I have explained a little more about what their dad did to me. Bringing kids into your adult drama is so wrong. Update: so a lot has happened since I last posted. I am sorry that I haven't answered anyone or given an update. To be honest, I haven't had time to even read all the responses, there are so many of them. A lot has happened, I wish I could take credit for it, but the truth is I have been a pathetic sobbing mess since I last posted. I was sort of obsessed about my wife's chats with her friends, a lot of insane and hurtful things was said in these chats. What got me in the end though, was when my STBXW described, in very harsh language, how her marriage and especially her children was a burden in her life. That they had prevented her from being a successful woman living up to her full potential. She described how I, as her husband, was an oppressive boss that held her back from living a good life. Her family was the reason she didn't have a successful career, loads of casual hex, etc. I just broke, I couldn't handle it. I spent the next 30-ish hours reading and rereading every line of emails and chats I had over and over and over again. On reflection, she didn't provide any details on how we actually were burdens or oppressors. It was just blanket statements, no examples or supporting arguments. In fact, I have never stopped her from doing anything. I pay for almost everything. The minimum wage she collects from her part-time job wouldn't be enough to support anyone actually. I have supported her hobbies, dreams and aspirations, even when she did stupid F, in class after stupid F, in class that she would always drop out of halfway through. I made sure to show her I love her every day and appreciate everything she did for the family. I would romance her, take her out, be there for her whenever she needed me. I mean, if this is oppression, I would like some oppressions, please. Anyway, I digress. At some point reading, I just passed out. When I got up, my 3 best friends was in the kitchen with my dad making dinner. I know these guys since I was a child, let's call them Mike, Bob, and Frank. My dad had invited them and brought them up to speed. I soon broke down again and I was completely out of it until Friday evening. Mike is ex-military, he lost his left arm below the elbow. We were actually all there for him when he was in recovery and his wife bailed on him. Luckily they didn't have any children. Mike has adopted two kids and got a very nice girlfriend a few years ago, so he did okay. He set up a Zoom call with his counselor that helped him when he went through recovery. He helped me a lot to understand what was happening with me emotionally. Even though he specialized in amputees, he told me how most wives sadly bail when their husbands are injured. And his stories and examples helped me a lot actually. He asked me to see my soul, identity, spiritual self as having a large part of it tied to my marriage and role as a husband. That part is dead now, and just like an amputee will suffer phantom pain in a missing limb, I will feel phantom pain from the dead part of my identity. We spent hours talking and I have been steadily improving since. Bob is an executive in Summit Security Company. He never talks much about his job. I don't actually know what he does, but he is very well off. Bob called some law firm that is on a retainer for the company, and Sunday morning I was talking to a lawyer that I could never in my wildest dreams ever afford to even talk to. Bob has always been a huge nerd and was bullied a lot. He told me not to worry about the bill, he would cover it. He was happy to finally be able to repay me for the beatings I frequently took for him interfering with his bullies. Frank is a teacher in a private school for kids and is married with 7 children. Yes, that's right, 7. My kids just love him too and the rest of his family to death. Frank has been making sure my kids are okay and cared for while I get back on my feet and get my ducks in a row. Yesterday was a very hectic day. It started with a STD screening early in the morning. The bi, H, gave me chlamydia. Another screen in 6 months. F... and percent e currency hash. My self-pity party switched to pure F, ing anger when I found out. That's it for me, clothes off, full custody, I will give her nothing if I can get away with it. The lawyer managed to track down the ex-husband of my wife's feminist friend that bragged about how she screwed him over. It was apparently very easy via the court documents. I wouldn't even have thought about that. I talked to him on WhatsApp, he thanked me a lot. But he also told me about everything this harpy did to him. Now I know what to expect from my STBXW. It was sickening. I was ready for a fight. After our chat, I am preparing for war. It was heartbreaking hearing how he had been homeless, and how he hardly had seen his kids in 4 years. All based on his ex-wife's lies. I accept how I am at a disadvantage as a man in the court system. I will make sure I have tons of evidence. My lawyer suggested a preemptive strike via a retraining order due to her negative and aggressive comments about males in general, especially for our son's sake. Growing up in a household with an openly anti-male parental figure is obviously very damaging. So I am going for full custody. I told the lawyer to go ahead, she expects her to be served the restraining order today. I had a call with my STBX on Zoom. Keep in mind that she hasn't reached out to me at all since she showed up at the door to argue with my dad. She hasn't reached out to the kids or anyone else either, so it's not like she cares about any of us. The call was absolutely bizarre. She was all made up with a massive cleavage. It was obvious she was trying to look her absolute best. I haven't seen her that dolled up for years. Throughout the entire conversation, she tried to bait me into a fight, to get me angry. I managed to keep cool. My lawyer had told me what to ask for. Apparently it's very positive if attempts are made for an amicable divorce prior to filing for a contested divorce. I was recorded, I even told her I was. Still, STBXW didn't disappoint. She started out with this absurd statement about how there are two types of penises. One that is roughly the same size whether it's erect or not. And the other type that shrinks and grows based upon whether it's erect or not. What in the actual? Who opens a call with their husband like that? Then she mused about how she was looking forward to the end of the current restrictions so she could go out and investigate this more in person. I simply responded that I wasn't interested in her hobbies. That I was only interested in discussing our divorce. She got openly hostile when I didn't take the bait and get angry like she wanted. At one point she told me she was going to the bathroom and muted herself. Then I watched as she conferred with her friends about what she could do with me. She cursed me out for nothing more than being a man several times. Throughout the call I still had this strange feeling that she was seeing this as some form of game? That she was in control and that I had no other option than to put up and shut up and give into anything she wants? We made zero progress on our actual divorce, so I concluded that okay, fine, a contested divorce it is then. BTW, you gave me chlamydia, and unlike you I haven't been sleeping with anyone else, so you better get yourself to the clinic. She just frowned at me, like, you're right, I don't believe you. I seriously have no idea at all what is going on with her, and at this point I no longer care. I sent the recording to the lawyer and she was shocked to say the least. Everyone thinks my wife is insane at this point. Maybe she is? Since I own her phone and the subscription, I can actually use the chat logs as well in court. Turns out it's fully legal to monitor my own device as much as I want. After our call, there was frantic discussion between the harpies, but I could finally put it aside. I no longer care what they talk about. Lawyer is confident we will win this thing unless there is something I haven't told them about. So there we are. It still hurts, but I can treat it as phantom pain at this point. I have abandoned feeling sorry for myself and I am going for the jugular, no prisoners. I need to protect myself and my kids. I am good, my kids will be fine, I will make sure they get therapy as much as they want. My STBXW will soon be a distant memory and I will start building a new, better life. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and be sure to check out the playlist for more videos.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.